you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday. It's January 21st, 2015. And before I introduce our special guest, but more than a guest, he's a close friend, a supporter of this radio ministry. In fact, he sings with the Singing Men of GNN. He's been to Israel with me. We've been good friends for a number of years. In fact, I think this will be about the fourth time he's been in the studio. And way back, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14 years ago, he was the first ever guest in the studio that we did three programs on him. We'd never done that before. Maybe we had somebody for two programs. But this special guest has a story to tell. And actually, right before we prayed this morning, he said, you know, Mark, this latest endeavor God has me on, I believe, is the greatest faith journey of maybe my whole entire life. So stay tuned in for the next 20 or so minutes, and I think you'll be blessed and encouraged, and who knows, maybe challenged or informed by the special guest. But first, I want to point out today, Curly and Doris are celebrating their 64th wedding anniversary. So our hearts go out to them. Curly sings with the Singing Men of GNN, and on Monday night when he said that this Wednesday it was the 64th wedding anniversary of him and dear Doris, I wrote it down. And so happy anniversary, guys. They're faithful supporters of this radio ministry, faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've told their story over the air some years ago, and we just appreciate and love those two. And their daughter, Peggy, what a gem. And we've also had her share her testimony over the air in the years past. And Peggy's been to Israel with me, I think, 7, 8, 10 times, who knows, a whole bunch. But she's really developed in the Lord over these many years, and it's a delight to celebrate with her and her folks their 64th wedding anniversary. Oh, thank you, God, for those two. And thank you, God, for all of you that may be experiencing long-term relationships with that loved one that God's brought into your life. We celebrate with you. Thank you for your commitment to each other, and thank you for your commitment to the Lord. Also, let me point out, if you're wondering, where is Pastor Jason Schiffo? He is swamped with various projects, and as you know, with most pastors, they're overloaded, many demands on their lives and on their schedule, and he is basically overbooked through the end of January. So Lord willing, we'll have him back in the studio in February, and we'll launch into our continued study on the book of Acts on Fridays, and who knows what will be discussed on Wednesday. But be praying up Pastor Jason Schiffo, as he, like most pastors, have full schedules, and he's trying to juggle everything and follow the Lord's leading in his life. So with that, I thought, well, who could I have on Wednesday? And I remembered I received this book called Legendary Locals of Decatur about a month or so back, and I thought, you know, I got to get this author in the studio because he's a delight to be with. He's an encourager to me and to this radio ministry. And so, Huey, thanks for being available. Huey Freeman, he resides with his lovely wife, Kate, in Monticello, kind of out in the woods, very similar to like ours here.
Absolutely. We live on the Sangamon River also.
The mighty Sangamon, I call it.
It is now.
Sometimes it's a foot deep, sometimes maybe 15 or 17 feet deep. It's a little bit frozen up. It's been melting the last few days, but haven't actually kayaked the mighty Sangamon, I think, all year. So my kayaks are just groaning for me to jump in them. So hopefully one of these days, who knows, maybe I'll kayak down towards your grounds.
So you could try it.
Well, Huey, as mentioned, friend, radio supporter, you sing with the Singing Men of GNN, been to Israel with me. But I love what Lily and the people involved with the Legendary Locals of Decatur.
It's Arcadia Publishing, and Legendary Locals is a relatively new series. So Arcadia Publishing has been around for 20 years, and they do a lot of historical books. And this one has a hint of history, but it's also about current people. That's what separates this series and especially my book, is that I have people who are living today in Decatur or are from Decatur.
Well, we're going to talk all about that, and I'm excited. I've leafed through this, and I don't know, you have dozens of different people from all different occupations representing different walks of life and careers and how they become a part of this book you'll get into. But I should point out, for those of you that can stay with us for the next 15 or 20 minutes, we'll give a couple copies of this book, Legendary Locals of Decatur, out over the air. It'll probably be the third caller. Don't call now. It'll be near the end of the program. But I appreciate Lily. And all she asked me to do is just point out that people that want to purchase copies of this book, you can find it at local retailers, online bookstores, or through Legendary Locals. And their website is legendarylocals.com, legendarylocals.com. This Legendary Locals of Decatur is $21.99, and you can purchase it, like I said, online bookstores, local retailers, or at their website. Or you can call 888-313-2665. That's 888-313-2665. So, Huey, I'm already looking at the material I have in front of me. There's a lot of questions I'd like to ask and a lot of stories I know you can tell about these local legends. But you made a comment that I think is very important and we're going to get to. And then I want to comment about something you also said. But you said this is one of the greatest faith journeys, if not the greatest faith journeys of your life. So we'll jump into that in a minute. But you tune into Great News Radio on a regular basis. And on Monday and Tuesday, I've been featuring Nicky Gumbel. And he's the creator or the founder of the Alpha series. And I've been talking about that for weeks. And we launched into Monday and Tuesday's program, Is There More to Life Than This? And I was so encouraged to hear you say when you came into the studio, yeah, yesterday when you tuned in, you loved his presentation and the examples. And we both have that same heart of evangelism. We want people to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you had commented about somebody that you delighted in many years ago when you heard he became a Christian. And it was referenced yesterday. So I guess you were tuned in.
Yeah, I was tuned in. I like some of Alice Cooper's songs, but I never was a real big fan of his. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was very interesting that a guy who was so far out and so kind of reputation for being totally nuts is a Christian now, and that he's proud of the fact that he's a Christian. And I thought it was interesting what Nikki has said, that Alice Cooper referenced that it was a rebellion. One of the biggest rebellions of his life was to become a Christian, because he's a rock and roll guy. But, I mean, his songs were coming out at a time, you know, through high school. But I was more of a fan of other people.
Like, yeah. And it was funny. He said, you think rebelling is like drinking and drugs and all those relationships and trash in hotel rooms? He goes, no, that is easy to do. He said, following Christ and being a Christian, that is true rebellion. And it was really kind of funny how that was packaged. And we both laughed. We thought, you know, when you look at it, it is, in a sense, especially for a rock and roller, what a way to describe being rebellious is following Jesus.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was special. And if you missed Monday or Tuesday's broadcast, both of them are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And Lord willing, next Monday and Tuesday, we'll have Nicky Gumbel share Who is Jesus? So those of you that are seeking or maybe new to the Christian faith and want to know a little more about who is this Jesus? Is his historical record, is it verifiable? Are there other references that talked about Jesus, or are there other people that have referenced or talked about Jesus in other literature, or is it just in the Bible? And Nikki will address that and many more questions about who is Jesus. So that'll be next Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. Well, Huey, as I mentioned, it's always a delight to meet up with you, to see you now on Monday nights with the Singing Men of GNN. But I was blessed by this press release that was sent out by Arcadia Publishing. And so I'm going to read it for our listeners. And I, as I mentioned, you're a friend and supporter, and we've done a lot of things together. But I got some new glimpses into who Huey Freeman is, and you're the author of this new book, Legendary Locals of Decatur. But here's what it says about you with this press release. Huey Freeman holds a Master's of Science degree in journalism from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where he also received his bachelor's degree in the same field. A reporter for the Decatur Herald and Review, his beat currently includes crime, courts, the military, and veterans. During almost 15 years working at the paper, Freeman has also covered city and county governments, religion, social services, and the Park District. And I'll point out, I think it was about, 14, 15 years ago you started covering some of the stories of Great News Radio getting launched and birthed into the East Central Illinois area. So I think that's when we started meeting up initially. Born and raised in Chicago, and we've never held that against you. Freeman attended the city's public schools. His journalism career began in the sixth grade when his classmates elected him editor of Decatur Highlights, his grade school newspaper. Freeman's main interest during his formative years was Major League Baseball, which taught him how to keep track of numerous people with all kinds of names, numbers, positions, and statistics from every kind of background who played for cities throughout the nation. Being a Sox fan, I love this, being a Sox fan taught him humility, yet a stable sense of self-esteem was derived from not being a Cubs fan. Oh, we have our Cubs, our Cardinal fans will love that line, but our Cubs fans, oh, come on, take it easy. As a son of a World War II Army veteran who served in the Pacific Theater, Freeman developed his interest in history while growing up in West Rogers Park, a neighborhood filled with veterans and Holocaust survivors. Freeman lives with his wife, Kate, and they have four grown children. His hobbies include softball, golf, and gardening. I should also say maybe singing, too. Is that a newfound hobby?
I'll say that I'm still struggling with actually being a singer.
Yeah.
And I joke about it a lot, but the great transition is from being someone who was always told you can't sing to being told by Steve McClary that, yes, you can sing, and he's helping me, and another gentleman, Norm, is helping me.
Yeah, Storm and Norman, you sit right behind me, and I know he's... Actually, I use his voice as kind of my pitch meter to keep me kind of where I need to be or close enough where I can fake it if I can't make it. So, yeah, Norm's a great one. And you were singing with the baritones. You've been with us a number of the concerts through the Christmas holidays.
Absolutely. And we're going to sing at Decatur Correctional Center, which is a place I've been numerous times as part of my beat.
Well, Huey, thanks for carving out some time, and I know there's going to be enough material to have you return for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But you said something earlier today, and let's start from that as a framework. You mentioned that working with legendary locals of Decatur and Arcadia Publishing House, that this may in fact be one of your greatest faith journeys of your life. What do you mean by that? And set the groundwork for letting us know how God brought you to this point.
Okay, when I became a believer in Christ, I was a young man, and I was 25 years old, and you know, my story, which I've told here, is really God was really speaking to me a lot and guiding me into faith in Christ, which I had many barriers. The main two were being brought up Jewish. When you're Jewish, you're not brought up wanting to become a Christian. Mm-hmm. And other barrier was I was a pretty good sinner. I wasn't a great sinner, you know, like John Newton, but I was pretty good at it, you know. I had a lot of practice. So there were strong barriers I had, but God, through some people and going to church somewhat, etc., he brought me into a relationship with him. And after I came in this relationship, I was praying about my life, because at that point I had wanted to be a filmmaker. I had been attending film school, etc. And what happened was that God actually spoke to me, not in audible voice, but in my heart and soul through the Holy Spirit, saying that he wanted my career to be as a writer. And I had already done a lot of writing, taken writing class. I had written a film script in film school that I thought was, you know, some professionals thought was worthy to be produced, etc. So why I say that this was such a great faith journey is because I wanted to write books and screenplays. I never wanted to go to work. I never wanted to have another job. I had plenty of jobs since I started working when I was a very young man at age 15. I wanted to be one of those writers who just sits home and writes. But God took me on this journey away from writing books, screenplays, that type of thing, into being a journalist, which I love, and I'm so thankful to have the job as a journalist. But in my mind, I always wanted to write books, etc. And this this book came to me. I was sitting at my desk at the Herald and Review, and an editor, as part of her routine, decided that Arcadia wanted to do a book on Decatur, Illinois. So she sent an email to the different writers that she had a list of writers, which apparently she got off our webpage. And I happened to be sitting at my desk, and it said, "Hi, we're Arcadia Publishing. We're looking for a writer. We have a new series called Legendary Locals, and I'm wondering if any of you would be interested." Well, I was sitting there, and I immediately picked up the phone and called her. And I said, "I'm a writer. I'm writing for the newspaper, and I had written a novel before that I self-published and did pretty well, so I knew I could write a book. That book was 400 pages. It took me more than a year to write, so I knew I could write a long piece." So we began discussions on it, and she said, "We have the, you know, it came about that they have certain deadlines, and they have this format, and you have to have so many photographs, you have to have so many stories." And I was really concerned because I have a full-time job, I'm commuting, I had a lot of family situations, I was going to the West Coast on a regular basis. I was concerned if I could really meet the deadlines, if I could really do this work. And then through prayer and you know, talking over with Katie, et cetera, my wife, then I said, "Let's go ahead," and I signed the contract. And I say, the faith journey was the amazing way. I feel like God was there putting this together. I was able to meet their deadlines. They had numerous deadlines in addition to the final deadline. And it was actually about, took me about 8 months or so from the time I signed the contract to the final deadline, and mostly about 6 months of really intensive work. So it was God, I believe, who was getting me up at 4 a.m. It was God who was, with me, working till, 2 a.m. sometimes. And just so many stories where things just got the right place at the right time to get the information and photographs that I needed and the help that I needed to accomplish this.
Yeah, I'm looking at the book. I love it. It's like filled with photographs. I think every page has a photograph and a story, and it looks like you've featured so many different people. So I'm sure it had to take a lot of time to meet up with the people or to call them and to get their story and then to say how to synthesize all the material so that you have something that's important or readable or interesting. And so what were some of the things as you were researching that you loved the most or you learned to appreciate?
Well, first of all, I want to say from the outset that one of the main reasons that was the kind of the wind behind my sails to actually do this was that I loved the veterans and the veteran stories. And I had already written many of the stories, so it's not 100% accurate that it took me 6 months to write it, because it actually took me 15 years to write this, because I was able to incorporate stories I had already written on some of these veterans and the amazing stories of people who have served at Iwo Jima or served at the Battle of the Bulge or served at the Chosin Reservoir in Korea, in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. So I was able to use those stories. So to me, that was the main stories. But then some of the other ones that I think for a lot of the audience, maybe people who don't want to read war stories, like George Halas, that was probably one of the most interesting stories, because everyone associated with Decatur knows that the Chicago Bear started in Decatur. It's on at least one of the signs when you drive into town, one of the main signs you come into town, the Chicago Bear started there. But most people don't realize exactly what happened. So I read about 4 or 5 books on the subject, and then the challenge was synthesizing it into kind of a relatively small space. But to make a long story short, most people don't know George Halas played for the New York Yankees, and he washed out. He was sent to the minor leagues. This was in the era of about 1919, at the end of World War I. But he also was a great football player. So he was a great college football player and college baseball player at the University of Illinois in Champaign, and he was known for that. So some of the elements of a story which are really fascinating, which most of them are in my story, are that he was recruited, number one, because he was a known quantity to A.E. Staley and the Staley Company in Decatur as being someone who was a professional baseball player and a very high quality, college football player. So A. Staley wanted number one to bolster his baseball team, which was already up and running. But number two, he had an idea to start a football team.
Huh.
And George Hales, at age 25, was recruited to work full-time at A. Staley and start a football team. And he had the incredible drive and energy to go around recruiting for this team. And then Staley was the one who had the idea, because after the first year, after the initial year in 1920 of Halas getting this excellent company team, which was not unusual, it was a semi-pro team, at the end of that year, A. Staley said, I'm through with sports. I don't want to. I have other monetary issues. I'm through with my sports teams. And he gave George Halas $5,000 and suggested to him, why don't you take this up to Chicago? It's a bigger city, which just happened to be Halas's hometown, and you can make a go of it there. So you want to read more about it? You can read in my in the book, but it's very interesting, a story about George Halas and the Bears.
And the book is called Legendary Locals of Decatur, and there's a number of ways for you to pick up copies, multiple copies for a friend or neighbor or somebody that you know that lives in and around the Decatur area, or somebody that's moved away that maybe was affiliated with some of these people and didn't know that this book exists. You can pick it up at local retailers, local bookstores, online bookstores, or through legendarylocals.com. legendarylocals.com, or you can call 888-313-2665. That's 888-313-2665. I knew this would be the case, that there would be enough time to talk about like this book, and I want you to read a few excerpts maybe on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends and share some more of what you learned through working on this book and some of the local people that were really of interest to you and how our listeners can benefit by reading this book and identify with their stories. And who knows, maybe sometime you'll do local legends of Champaign, Urbana, or Muhammad or something in this area. And I also know that you've been praying this up and beginning to work on kind of baby steps towards a book for the Singing Men of GNN, and I think God's leading you to continue to do some other writings in the days ahead. So we'll ask our listeners to keep praying you up, and we'll have you back on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends to see where he's going to be leading you. So thanks for being available, Huey, and thanks for being a friend of this radio ministry and to myself.
Thanks so much, Mark. Really enjoyed being with you, as usual.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. And before I forget, right now the third caller at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. The third caller will receive a copy of Legendary Locals of Decatur, and we'll mail that out to you in the next few days. Third caller right now during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and also when this re-airs in the evening at this point in the program. The third caller will also receive a copy. So call now, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.